This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Oftentimes, the shorthand that Congress uses for a particular piece of legislation isn't the sum and total of what that particular piece of legislation is actually about. For instance, the current version of what's commonly called the Farm Bill is more properly known as the Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018, everything from ag subsidies to energy programs and nutrition assistance and food aid. It comes up for renewal every 5 years, so it's getting to be that time. But as you've heard, Congress in passing spending bills, it's kind of challenging right now. Marketplace's Savannah Marr talked to some people about what a delayed farm bill might mean out there on the ground.
The farm bill ties the economic interests of the ag sector to the needs of low-income Americans and rural districts' priorities to cities.
So lots of areas of possible disagreement.
Especially right now, says Patrick Westhoff at the University of Missouri, when lawmakers are tied up with other seemingly intractable negotiations. And if they don't pass a farm bill extension or replacement before the new year,
there would indeed be major consequences, not just for farmers, but for everyone.
Aaron Shire with the National Farmers Union says some commodity programs would revert to Depression-era rules, including one that would have the USDA buying up dairy products way above market value.
And that would cause real problems in the marketplace for food prices.
The prospect of, say, $10 gallons of milk should nudge Congress to at least extend the current farm bill. But the status quo still isn't ideal for farmers, says Amy Hagerman at Oklahoma State University.
Well, the world looked very different in 2018 when that farm bill was developed.
She says it costs a lot more to grow food, for one thing, and the reference prices that trigger programs like crop insurance when farmers have a bad year need adjusting.
So for a lot of producers, they would like to see the changes to better address our current environment.
Unless we get a new bill before the 2024 presidential race slows down Congress's work, we're probably looking at a year-long extension. Michael Happ is with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy.
I think the biggest impact is really uncertainty among farmers,
who are dealing with plenty of risk to begin with. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.